Ko taku hoa e nai nei ko Nona Peltier, who is here in the studio with me to talk business. Nona, house prices. Okay, so the national average house price dropped below $1 million for the first time in nearly a year. That's still big coin though, isn't it?
Well, there's nothing cheap about the housing market, even though there has been a decline in prices, let's be honest here. This is not affordable for a lot of people. But for those who've been thinking about getting into the market, you have to wonder, is this a good time to go or should you wait? And this is one thing that we've heard a lot of economists talking about. There's a lot of discussion, of course, out there in the market. But the bottom line is, house prices are, if you're already in the market, it really doesn't matter because you're buying and selling in the same market. But if you're not in the market, is it better just to sit back and wait for the prices to fall some more? Maybe. But at the same time, interest rates are rising. And that means that any mortgage you take out is going to cost you more at the same time. So you have to kind of weigh it up. If you're buying a house, one of the economists I talked to said, price is only one indication of whether or not you should be buying now. The other one is, do you like the house? Is it where you want to live? I mean, you can buy a cheap house a lot of places in New Zealand, relatively speaking. But if you want to live in a prime location and the prices have gone down 10%, it might be good to buy right now. But if not, if the prices are still just, you know, moving slightly, you might want to wait. Some economists are suggesting that prices might plateau in 12 months. One of the things that's interesting is that even though the official cash rate, which is what's set by the Reserve Bank, has been increasing and likely to continue, the thing is banks themselves have been competing for borrowers. So people looking to buy a house, there's not a lot of people around there right now looking for a mortgage. And so banks are being really competitive at the short end of the market, not so much at the long end. So for consumers looking to buy, you have to really weigh up all these different costs. It's not an easy one. Even the economists haven't quite been able to crunch the numbers to give us a clear answer. But the bottom line is you need to look at what you want in a home. Do you want, is it just price or do you want to live there too?
Yeah, okay. Still big money, as we say.
Oh,
retail
yeah,
spending,
money.
Speaking of the coin, retail spending using cards fell last month. So what are the numbers telling us?
So they fell 0.2%. So that counts for about 3/4 of all retail spending. Retail spending are things like services, groceries, fuel, etc. But 0.2% fall sounds like, well, very little change. But if you look under the numbers, what you see is that the big change has been in fuel prices. They were coming down. And so that accounted for a 6.1% fall. But when you look at the other costs, say yep. consumers and, groceries and alcohol, you're looking at an increase of 2.2%. And that's one thing we were talking about yesterday when we were talking about money. When you go to the grocery store, you certainly are going to notice that the prices are moving up and up.
So it basically, the food took up the slack for the petrol,
did it? And okay. So, you know, if you're not driving around, I suppose you're going to be paying anyway. So, yeah, these days, inflation is a scary thing. And that's one of the reasons why we're getting so much of this data. And it's creating a lot of uncertainty because really no one knows what's going to happen with inflation.
Okay, what you can tell us though, is what happened on the markets today.
Well, I can tell you that. Yeah, so the top 50 index, it rose 0.4%. That was a 51-point gain to 11,753. And the dollar is trading at 62.8. 89.9 Australian, so that's just below 90 cents. It's been a while since it's been down there. And 51.9 British pence. So if you're going overseas, you're going to probably notice that things are going to cost a little bit more there too.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier there with Business News.